Susan, who's calling us from Linwood. Hi, Susan.
I have a couple of questions for you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. This is regarding diabetes, and I understand you had recommended berberine.
Yes, ma'am. It had some, back in 2009 or so, it had some very good studies head-to-head with the most popular patent medication called metformin. Most popular, I guess, because it was said at the time to work the best, and it worked just as well as the metformin for blood sugar control and better than metformin for cholesterol and other lipid control, and I'll shut up now.
This is for a cousin of mine. She's currently taking sinsulin, biotin, chromium, geneema, vanadium. Should she stop that completely and start with berberine now?
No, ma'am. One, please congratulate your cousin on doing her reading. Those are very many of the things that are important if we're ever going to regulate or even get rid of type 2 diabetes, and I assume you're talking about type 2, correct me if I'm wrong. No, the berberine can go right with them, ma'am, because these are just all components of what we would eat every day, and we actually could eat berberine every day if we lived in the right area and just picked it off the plant. So anyway, ma'am,
okay.
No, one does not have to stop.
Just add the berberine to whatever she's taking.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me what the strength of berberine should she take?
Well, I'll repeat what the research told us, ma'am. And the research told us that it was 500 milligrams three times a day.
500 milligrams three times a day, okay.
That's what the researchers told us.
Thank you, doctor. And also regarding cataracts, I know you recommended Can-See. Now, how long should one use that? Stop using Can-See once the cataracts are gone?
Depends, ma'am. The older we are, the more we should think about just continuing it to keep it from coming back. That's the thing, because there are various reasons that cataracts can occur, and we don't want it to recur, that is, and it will not hurt to put that one drop in each eye morning and evening, like when we're brushing our teeth or something around that time. It won't hurt. The stuff is a very, very natural substance, and the body, if it doesn't use it for the eye, uses it for other stuff.
So just continue using it every day.
Yes, ma'am. If one has shown signs of a cataract, it's probably a good idea.
Thank you. How about, what can you recommend for macular degeneration?
Well, as you know, there's two types, and for reasons I don't understand, they're misnamed. One of them is called wet, and the other one's called dry. And that's what you have to ask the ophthalmologist which one it is.
Hers is the wet one.
That one, there's overgrowth of blood vessels over the back of the eye called the macula. And you can't see through those blood vessels. And that one's harder to treat. There is a product that costs a little bit, but it's helpful, called AngioStop, that's in all the stores, health food stores.
Can you spell that for me, sir?
Yes, ma'am. A-N-G-I-O.
A-N-T-I-O?
Or A-N-G-I-O, ma'am.
Okay.
And then S-T-O-P. And it's found in all the natural food stores, at home and dispensary, your compounding pharmacy, and check with your physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about it. But I've not myself run into any hazards of using it, and it can really slow the progress of the wet type. Now, the dry type, so-called, that's a different story. And by the way, the large majority of people with macular degeneration have the dry type. And that one, we have been successfully treating in over 70% of individuals who have it since the 1980s at Tahoma Clinic. Now, what it does require is a bunch of IV treatments for a couple of months. But the odds are 70% and better that we'll get it stopped. And most of the time, the vision gets a lot better. Just for example, my father, his ophthalmologist told him before he started the treatments that his vision, even with his glasses, was 20/80. And when he got all done with the treatments, my goodness, his ophthalmologist, not us, we're not eye doctors, his ophthalmologist told him that his vision had come from 20/80 to 20/30. So,
wow.
Yeah, it can work very well, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wright, for answering all these questions. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Okay, and Well, I forgot to say to Susan, I have to say to everybody, is please make sure and check with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about all this stuff, because we're all different, aren't we? Yep, that's what makes it fun.